From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. law enforcement officials say the Afghan-American accused of bombings in New York and New Jersey is facing new federal charges, including using weapons of mass destruction and an attack on a public place. Authorities say Ahmad Khan Rahami bought components for the explosives on eBay and bought cell phones to trigger the devices from a store near his home. The charges against Rahami also include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Based on the indications that we've seen so far, it does appear that this is an act of terrorism, and that's why the investigation is being conducted the way that it is. You know, the situation yesterday when the president addressed it was still quite fluid.
Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat the Islamic State jihadists. Clinton and Trump will square off in their first debate next Monday at a New York university. The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of these three topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Local leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan say they are seeing a resurgence and regrouping of Islamic State fighters in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region. Afghan forces aided by U.S. bombers reportedly intensified attacks on remote mountainous ISIS positions on Tuesday. Afghan and U.S. coalition forces recently cleared many areas of ISIS militants in a number of districts in the eastern Nangarhar province. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama hosted the first ever Leaders Summit on Refugees in New York City Tuesday, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. Mr. Obama urged the leaders not to turn their backs on those in need.
To slam the door in the face of these families would betray our deepest values. It would deny our own heritage as nations, including the United States of America, that have been built by immigrants and refugees. And it would be to ignore a teaching at the heart of so many faiths, that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is the first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts. Obama rejected criticism by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican leaders in Congress, calling for a complete halt to the admission of refugees from Iraq and Syria and other countries embroiled in conflict, saying they pose a security threat. Protesters clashed with police and shut down a major highway overnight in the eastern U.S. city of Charlotte in the state of North Carolina after a black police officer, killed a black man in an apartment complex. Police say officers were looking for another person Tuesday afternoon when the man killed got out of his car and was spotted by an officer with a gun. Family members say the man was unarmed. About a dozen police officers were among those injured during a protest demonstration. The U.S. Air Force is investigating a deadly crash involving a U-2 spy plane during a training mission in the western state of California. Authorities say one pilot was killed, another injured, when they ejected from the plane shortly after takeoff on Tuesday. The U-2 plane is used in gathering imagery and electronic signals for intelligence analysts and battlefield commanders. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stand trial on charges of corruption and money laundering. He's accused of accepting just over $1 million in bribes connected to a sweeping kickback probe at a state-run oil company. Also on trial will be the former First Lady and six others. Lula's hand-chosen successor, Dilma Rousseff, was found guilty of breaking budget rules and dismissed from the presidency last month. Lula has denied charges against him, but the decision may prevent Brazil's power player from making a political comeback in the 2018 presidential campaign. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.